This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Don't expect him to plead guilty. Former President Trump will surrender today in New York to face criminal charges in the hush money investigation. But his lawyer, Joe Tacopina, said this morning,
"One thing I could assure you of as I sit here today, there will be no guilty plea in this case. That's one thing I can guarantee you. I don't think this case is going to see a jury. I think it's going to go away on papers. I think there's a legal challenge that will be made and should be made successfully."
Lawyer Joe Tacopina on ABC's Good Morning America this morning. The AP's Julie Walker is in Manhattan.
Donald Trump spent the night at Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. Secret Service and the NYPD will escort the former president downtown to the courthouse on Center Street, where he will be booked but not handcuffed, and an arraignment will happen around 2:15. Trump says it's political persecution and calls out the judge and DA. Trump is facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense in connection with hush money payments made on his behalf to Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. Trump denies this, and his lawyer says they will plead not guilty. At Trump Tower, Julie Walker, New York.
Possibly dangerous weather for millions of Americans today. Some of the bad weather in the same areas of the South and Midwest that got battered just days ago by deadly storms. Arkansas, Iowa, Illinois, maybe Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas, too. An avalanche swept away a group of tourists in the Himalayas in India this morning. At least six people were killed. A passenger train slammed into a construction crane and derailed in the Netherlands this morning. One person was killed. President Biden will meet with his advisors about AI and the risks that artificial intelligence presents, as well as the opportunities. This is AP News. It's up to the voters in Chicago today.
Voters in Chicago are choosing a new mayor today. The mayoral runoff in Chicago pits Paul Vallas, a former CEO of Chicago Schools, against progressive Brandon Johnson. Both Democrats finished ahead of incumbent Mayor Lori Lightfoot in February's election, but did not get the 50% needed to win outright. The contest has centered on an increase in violent crime and soaring property taxes.
This is no time for on-the-job training.
Vallas is a moderate, endorsed by Chicago's police union and major business groups.
They've been decimated because of high crime. They've been decimated because of escalating taxes.
Brandon Johnson is a former teacher and union organizer who has the backing of the powerful teachers union.
My lived experiences have shaped my political views.
Johnson says the city should focus on mental health treatment, affordable housing, and jobs for youth.
There's a direct correlation between hiring young people and violence reduction.
I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.